Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
To listen to Andrew Berry at 9:15, are you going to ask him hard-ass questions or hardball questions or softball questions? Questions are we going
to
ask?
I don't like to classify questions in any of those categories, Kenny. I think that the questions have to come from the heart, and they will be legitimate football questions. We're not going to talk circus.
Here we go.
That's not what we're going to do here.
Get Kayla in here. Okay, get your mic on, Kayla.
I might have a few questions.
Where's Mitch? Bring Mitch in here.
Mitch!
I'm going to do this on the fly. Here we go. I got a few. Here, Mitch is flying down the hallway. Look at him. He is beating feet in here. Get in here. Come on now. Get on in here.
Come on now.
Get on in
here. Come on now.
Come on now.
Come on.
Get on in here. Get on, boy. Get. All right, you ready, Mitch?
I am.
All right, can Kayla talk too?
I'm here.
All right, Kayla's there. Kayla, turn up your microphone. You have a wonderful voice. Everybody needs to hear it. Okay. If I ask Andrew Berry, what is Nick Chubb's status with this Browns football team? Is that hardball or softball? Kayla.
It's softball because he's not going to give you an answer.
How do you know that?
It's always the same.
No, Kayla, hold on. The question is not the answer. The question is the question. I'm asking the question. It's up to him to answer the thing.
Okay. Everybody wants to know. That's not a hardball question.
I'm not going to pound the table and yell, I need to know. Wait, if it's something that everybody wants to know, then that's not a softball question. If it's something that everybody wants to know, I'm going to ask him the question.
To me, it's something that's going to make him think. Ooh. If it's hardball. It's going to be the same scripted answer every time about Nick Chubb.
Well, if you want me to ask then, what is Flacco's role with two rookies?
Ooh.
Mitch.
That's hardball.
That's a hardball.
She's rolling eyes. She doesn't think any of these.
They're just going to call him a mentor. That's it.
You know what? Just cancel the interview.
I mean, that's something in itself.
You don't even need to talk to him. Just talk to me.
Hold on.
Sorry.
Hold on.
Tell LeBron. Just cancel the interview.
Hold on.
What's the point?
He himself, though, has said he's not a mentor. Joe Flacco says he's not a mentor. There you go.
Miles Garrett used to say he's not a leader.
This is hardcore. When did he ever say that? Did Miles ever say he's not a leader?
He said he didn't want to be, and then he had to fit the role when Deshaun Watson dropped it.
Lima, is that true?
Go look that up.
I think this is a very unfortunate what's happening here. I mean, Ken has prepared some questions that people want to know the answers to. We're just doing our jobs.
I'm gonna ask him what his favorite color is.
Ask him his deepest, darkest secret.
I did that once to a player. And they've been making fun of me ever since. I'm not going to say which player it was.
Is that over there on the Browns casting couch?
The Browns casting couch was Carlos Hyde. Carlos was fun. That was fine. They just caught me in a bad moment. Like when people are coming after me for going after the guys on the bench. And they just caught me in a bad moment with that one. Because I looked disinterested in what Carlos was saying. There was a player that we had. And they real quick, CLE for Life says, the question should be, why are you not bringing Nick Chubb back? That's a leading question. I'm not going to ask it that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's, look, he is, of all the people that we have talked to over the years, I feel like we got more out of Sashi Brown when he was here, honestly. We got him to open up a few times about things.
When?
Andrew is, I remember there was a, God, was it all the way back then? We had a Kirk Cousins dilemma back then. It's funny, 6 years later, we were still talking about Kirk Cousins up until like a month ago.
God, thank God we're not anymore. Good God almighty. No, there was a player who was very nervous around the microphone, and to loosen him up, I just was like, what's your favorite color? His favorite color was green.
That's good to know.
Me
because
too.
I had to get him. Really, green's your favorite color? Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite shade of green?
Right,
I do.
Hunter green.
No. No, like more of a lighter, like a mint sage green.
Sage green. Sage green. It's amazing. Okay. All right. Everybody else, be gone. You know what question you're going
to
ask?
Well, I have some questions prepared because obviously, much like he tries to anticipate what the draft board is going to look like when his pick comes up, I am tasked with having to try to anticipate how he is going to dodge some of the questions because he's not going to give away any of the state secrets or any of the proprietary information, but I'd like a window into the brain of Andrew Berry. You know what I always love to know too, just as a total frivolous side note? We always wonder, like, how crazy are the phone calls that you really get during the draft? Because that clock is ticking, right? You only have so much time. But what happens when you get the bothersome GMs? Like, imagine, like, he was dealing, and I think he took advantage of the Jacksonville new GM. How old is that GM in Jacksonville?
18 years
old.
I
mean, honestly.
I have no idea.
Honestly, he looks like he's 25 years old. And some of the stuff that I heard after the draft.
He's a young fella.
He's 34.
And do you think...
What's his name?
James Gladstone.
Dennis McGillicuddy. When you saw him...
Pio Sagapulitelli. Okay.
Do you think the Browns took advantage of the Jacksonville Jaguars? Do you think Andrew Berry took advantage of it?
No.
I do.
Really?
I think he totally did. To trade up in this draft and to give away a first in next year's vaunted draft, this was universally considered a bad draft.
Do you believe... Yeah, but that's because you don't believe Trevor Lawrence is that great.
With Trevor Lawrence?
I'm putting words in your mouth here. Do you, Anthony, believe that Trevor Lawrence is okay?
No.
Okay, me neither. So I think you think that they're taking advantage of it. I'm not going to say that they took advantage of it. They have a quarterback that, as of right now, is still a higher level than anything we have. So they have paid a lot of money for Trevor Lawrence, and they're going to try to work it out. And you get a multi-positional athlete.
But
there
I would also
in Travis
never,
Hunter. They're
I
going
would,
all in with
okay.
Trevor Lawrence.
Are you? I know this is a lot of the football doctrine that you're hearing around. So this is football speak, draft speak, which is,
you know, I'm
quote premium position.
Good at that.
Premium position.
So gritty.
Do you feel...
That's only dirty, nitty-gritty football talk. We're not there
yet, Kayla.
Well,
we might get there. We might get there.
Oh, you think that... They couldn't even find the power ranking music yesterday. You think that they can find the all the stuff that's needed for nitty-gritty football talk when Owen isn't here?
Wide receiver is not really considered premium. Yeah, they're important. Every position's important. You don't want to have zeros at every position. But quarterback, defensive end, you know, a pass rusher... certainly left tackle, depending on, you know, what hand your quarterback is. But, you know, both tackles you could throw in there.
Uh-huh.
When we talk premium positions, those are the positions. And, yeah, corner is vitally important. But how much corner is Travis Hunter truly going to play in the NFL? So
not a
to
ton.
Trade up in this draft for a wide receiver, who, like I told you, I mean, I think Jeremiah Smith, I don't even think he was the best wide receiver in college football
last year. Why do we keep saying Jeremiah Smith? Jeremiah Smith's eligible to come out for two more years.
I'm just saying, that to me is a generational wide receiver. This is not a generational wide receiver.
I'm just getting annoyed. It's like, well, so Jeremiah Smith, we're in this draft. He's not in this draft. He wasn't in last draft. He's not going to be in any of the drafts before.
But that's what I mean. I can't call this guy a generational receiver if I think there's another guy clearly better than him. So if that's the case, to trade up...
Because they're of the same generation.
To trade up... In this draft for that, I think Andrew Berry took advantage of that guy. So all of this is to get back to, I have to anticipate what the GM or anybody that we talk to, how they are going to answer questions.
Well, I didn't know I was doing the show with Andrew Berry's yes man right now. That's incredible.
I think the skill...
You're the Waylon Smithers to Andrew Berry.
The
this
skill
is incredible.
In being a journalist.
All-time upset here.
A true journalist that isn't going to ask the softball questions is... You have to anticipate what they're going to say and try to think of a better way to ask a question so that you get them off. You knock them off their balance a little bit. That's what we're trying to do here.
You've made me think.
So that we get a true window into the mind of them as a decision maker.
Is this what you did at the State House? Is this when you covered the State House? Is this what you did? This is good stuff.
You can still find video me going toe-to-toe with then Governor Taft. You can see it.
I told you off air the nickname they had for him in one of his businesses, right?
No. I don't think you did.
We haven't done a mic off in a long time. Three, two, one. That was his nickname.
That's a good one.
All right. We got Daryl coming up at 802-216-474-0092. I asked people, you put me on the spot yesterday, speaking of putting it on the spot, you asked me my power rankings for the Browns' four quarterbacks. And I had said Joe Flacco. Oh, she's got it. Here we
finally
go.
Finally! Yes!
Turn it up.
We had the smoke yesterday for the new Pope, and today we have delivered you the power ranking music.
Kayla gave me the bird like she was the one who was in charge of it yesterday. I didn't know you were going to be able to find it.
I have all the things you said.
All right.
That people wouldn't have.
So number one, I said Joe Flacco. Number two, Shedeur Sanders. Number three, Kenny Pickett. Number four, Dillon Gabriel. That was my power ranking.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the first quarterback they took in this year's draft, have him squarely dead last.
Yeah. Boy, you have speaking of a way with words, you certainly have a way with words right there, don't you? That's my power ranking. However, and a little bit of that is a guesstimate of what the Browns are thinking and what I'm thinking, right? I asked the fans, Joe Flacco is the overwhelming favorite at number one. That's social media. Who knows? Social media has a lot of crazy things. Do you think that Joe Flacco is everybody else's number one? The majority of fans? Do you believe? Okay.
Yes.
Is it the vast majority of fans?
I don't know about that.
At least the majority.
I mean, in the end, Flacco is 40 years old
But you and I...
probably not taking him to the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you're on my same wavelength here, and maybe I have to ask Andrew Berry about this. Joe Flacco is the overwhelming favorite. Do you believe that Joe Flacco will be here after training camp?
So I thought so. Then I heard Jason Lloyd yesterday.
You heard a lot of people. Daryl said the same damn thing.
I heard, you know, Jason Lloyd, and he made a pretty compelling case that most likely Joe Flacco could be the odd man out here.
Yeah.
Which I guess it just shows you that we are all flailing away at this thing because, I mean, you certainly can understand we're about to get to one of the more overest of overreactions today at rookie minicamp based on a walkthrough, which is what I am expecting them to go through today.
So
and others
the Browns
as well.
Are trying to do two things at once, which is tough because they can rarely do one thing at once. They're going to try to win some football games, and they also are going to try to see what they have in all three of these young quarterbacks. And I think, while I can't condone it, I think this leaves Joe Flacco as the odd man out. Here's Jason yesterday.
Dillon Gabriel's on this team. He's a third-round pick. If you're presuming that Shedeur makes the team, and I do believe he'll be on this roster, then that leaves one spot for a veteran, and I think it's Pickett over Joe because that's who they pursued first. That was their intention. One of the first moves they made was go out and acquire Kenny Pickett, and they gave up a draft pick to get him. I think Kenny Pickett has the highest odds of being the week one starter, but I do think that both rookies are going to play often and play early in the season because you got to find out what you have. Very clearly, they told you without telling you their plan was to go get a quarterback in 2026. So that leaves 1 year to see what you've got in these guys, provided both make the roster, and I believe that they will. And then you see, did you run into something with them? Did you find something that you can move with going forward? Okay, great. Now you've got two first-round picks and your quarterback in place. More than likely, they'll probably be back in the quarterback market still in 2026.
I agree with that. Hear more of that at 92.3thefan.com. I think when I mentioned Shedeur number two, people roll their eyes driving around like Kayla did to me earlier. Remember this. It wasn't Shador's talent, I think, that had him drop all the way to the fifth round. Whatever was said, whatever was rumored, is what got Shedeur to drop to the fifth round. If he is starting today, and really even starting over the last couple of weeks, but that's a campaign with the fans, let's be honest. Starting today, if the work is there, the talent is already there. I don't know if he's going to be a franchise quarterback. I don't know. But to be on this roster, to be a backup, yeah, certainly. Talent is there. So what Jason says, I think I just need to accept the truth here. Joe Flacco may be a trade commodity during training camp. The real battle here is between Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders of who's going to be the backup to Kenny Pickett. Like, that's how this is starting to play out.
I kind of think it's trending in that direction.
And if
yeah.
it's Shador Sanders, like, nothing against Dylan Gabriel, but what made Shador Sanders drop? Because if he can correct that, his talent's there. So that puts him behind Kenny Pickett. And that, because I would put him on my power rankings, you know I don't think that much of Kenny Pickett. I don't know much about Dylan Gabriel. I mean, you watch Dylan Gabriel, but I didn't think he was going to be taken in the third round, for crying out loud. I didn't even know if he was going to get drafted, to be frank with you. If that's the case, you know I do think that Shador Sanders has something, that I think he can be a good quarterback. Well, there you go. That's why I rank him number two in my power ranking. Does that make any sense to
you? It does. It totally does. It's I've never seen a quarterback room like this. I'm maybe there have been in other markets, whatever, but it's like, to see, we've gone through so many quarterbacks as is over the last 5 years. Like, we always talk about the jersey, the iconic jersey with all the names. But now it's been like how many years where they've used four quarterbacks, and all of this doesn't even include, you know, Deshaun Watson, who is there. What did Elijah Moore just say out the door? Like, man, it'd be nice to have just like a steady quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be nice.
And they're not going to have one. I mean, unless this year one of these guys just rises, just emerges, I find it hard to see that happening. And what I'm worried about is this setup in camp is about the worst possible setup you could have to make sure to groom the next quarterback.